Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, it is. And we have Sam Longmore here today in studio, which is very cool. Hello, Sam. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm very good. Thank you.
That's good. Thanks for coming in today. So you kind of create mic manipulations with digital sounds and mix and master it all. And like, how would you describe your music yourself?
I'd say it's twinkly electronic music.
Twinkly electronic music.
Using found sounds and instruments and yeah.
Cool. And so you released an EP last year, November.
Yeah.
And so, and you've kind of been doing a little bit of stuff this year as well, yes?
Slowly but surely, yeah.
Is there a new EP release going to be coming out anytime soon?
There is actually. I have a split release coming, I'm on a split with an artist named Foucault.
Cool.
From Dunedin. And that's actually part of a series of splits. There's three of them. On the others, there are William Henry Mung and Him, which are Jasmine Rose Phillips, and Blue and Black Tones and Duckling Monster.
Cool.
Who all play, they're all sort of similar in that they're similarly weird, but they don't sound similar to each other.
Cool.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does. No, that's cool. That's exciting. So is that next year?
No, that's in about 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So that's something to look forward to. Did you want to kind of get cracking into some stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
That'd be nice.
Thank you.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in and playing that. Cool. No, that's awesome. What would be like kind of the ideal space to listen to this type of music in?
That's a tough question. that's an interesting and important question for certain music. I guess as long as it's not got heaps of bleed from the outside, you know, traffic and things like that.
Quiet space.
Yeah, reasonably quiet. It's not the sort of music that I think needs to be really, really loud. But it does benefit from having nice speakers, but pretty much all music benefits from things like that. I don't know, ideal space, it's a tough question.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, sorry, I can't really answer.
Yeah, no, that's cool,
really
yeah.
Great question.
Yeah, and so you're playing at Yao Festival, which is next weekend as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's lovely, cool. I guess a live space that can be a place to listen to it, which would be cool, interesting.
I'm playing in a duo with a very dear friend of mine, Nick Graham, who makes far more upbeat music than what I just played.
Cool.
But yeah, he's a great fellow.
Awesome.
I'm very much looking forward to it. He's also giving a workshop during which he'll teach people how to turn their cell phones into little oscillators and synthesizers.
Oh, wow.
Loading. You basically build a little app, and then you've got this portable electronic music creator.
Cool. That sounds, really interesting. It sounds like a pretty cool festival over 3 days. So
If I say so myself, I think you're right.
Yeah. Cool. And you can be found on Bandcamp and things like that?
I can, yep. Yeah. I have a Bandcamp for myself, and then the split release I mentioned earlier is coming out on a label, MF/MP, which is a new label, and they also have a Bandcamp.
Awesome.
There's heaps of great stuff on that as well.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for coming in. That was Sam Longmore, everyone.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.